City Manager Byron Smith says Fort Madison has been able to test employees who drive large vehicles or who show signs of drug or alcohol abuse. He says now, employees considered safety sensitive will have to submit to a drug and alcohol test when they are hired and random tests during their employment. That includes police officers, firefighters, and workers at the water plant.
If you're found to be under the influence, you are subject to discipline up to and including termination.
Smith says the city must educate employees about the drug and alcohol tests before they can get underway. He says each test will cost the city about $100. A Fort Madison firefighter was fired last year after the fire truck he was driving struck a parked vehicle. The city said the firefighter had a blood alcohol level of 0.067 at the time. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.